Before you hear the talk show entry, here are stories on which the talk show entry is based on.
Texas A&M's faculty representative to the athletic department presents to the faculty senate an update on paying student athletes.
We have an athlete on the baseball team that his NIL this year is $500,000. There are multiple athletes around here that are pulling in $250,000 or more.
Paul Batista is an associate professor of sport management and a lawyer.
96% of NIL money since it started about 3 or 4 years ago has gone to male student athletes and 4% to female student athletes here on our campus. And I don't have to tell you what kind of problems that creates.
Dr. Batista also reported the grade point average for the spring semester was the highest ever for members of A&M's football team and for student athletes as a group. 6 weeks ago, 18 layoffs hit Texas A&M's athletic department.
And that's, to me, just the beginning.
A&M's faculty representative to the athletic department, Paul Batista, told the faculty senate that there could be more layoffs.
Trev says that we have 290-something FTE employees in the athletic department. When he was athletic director at Nebraska, the number he gave was about 150 FTE employees.
Future layoffs are related to a proposed settlement in a class action lawsuit involving paying college athletes. Dr. Batista was asked if that means eliminating teams.
Okay, you can't quote me in the newspaper on this.
Well, yeah, you're on YouTube, so keep that in mind.
Certainly everybody in the athletic department says we do not want to do that. That would be an absolute last resort. It's going to happen on a lot of college campuses.
Dr. Batista expects A&M will spend an additional $20 to $22 million to pay athletes. The first meeting of the new year for Texas A&M's Faculty Senate included observations about the upcoming expiration of the health insurance agreement between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas and Baylor Scott & White Health.
I think everybody's expressed a lot of concern across campus about this, and so we're going to monitor that and try to get responses quickly as possible and get information to you.
The new Faculty Senate Speaker, Angie Hill Price, says administrators at the university and the A&M system office have been contacted with questions regarding the current agreement that ends June 30th.
Now here's the talk show entry.
When was this faculty senate meeting that we're...
Monday, I believe.
Monday, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Bill Oliver finds stuff, real news stories that just don't get reported.
Yeah, he's one of the few people that I think actually covers the faculty senate meetings, is bizarre because there's some really good stuff that comes out of
it. It is pretty shocking how he will find stuff that you're right. It's just
that are real stories.
But here's the other thing is it's available to everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Like you heard the audio.
Oh,
it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's
you
streamed.
Can find it.
You don't even have to go.
No.
Well, it's all based. It's all over Zoom anyway. So it's not necessarily a physical meeting.
But even earlier this week, we're talking about how health insurance may change for A&M employees.
That's a massive story, by the way.
That is a tremendously large story.
Because that, because I was talking to my parents about it, and that doesn't, you think Texas A&M University, whoo, that's a lot of people. No. The entire Texas A&M system would be affected by that.
Yeah.
So.
And again, if you don't work in that, then it doesn't touch your world. You don't think it does.
And as would people like, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's a lot of, it's a lot of people in the community, but when you always think about how big of a deal it's going to be, especially when A&M's affected.
And we've had significant changes in the healthcare system with both hospitals here. So it's, that's certainly something
to be aware
of.
Hopefully they come to an agreement.
Yeah. But then when we talk about this athletic department, we know some people, you guys know more than I do, but
sure.
There have been the athletic department has grown tremendously. There's no doubt. It's clear the new athletic director has a business acumen that is different than we've had before.
Agreed.
He's going in. He's finding ways to save money. And part of it has to do with the NCAA lawsuit, but also I think he just has a different view of the way an athletic department should run.
Right. And what is that lawsuit that is requiring people to pay or universities to pay college athletes?
Well, I'm not exactly sure about that. I know that...
I mean, I've heard of it. Yeah, I just wasn't sure.
It's complicated. I mean, whenever I first saw it, it's complicated, but I mean, it's essentially like these schools are going to have to start finding money because to have these athletes, you're going to have to start paying them.
Well, and... I'm not a lawyer, don't play one on the radio, but the deal is if you have an employee, then they have to be treated differently because they were. If these athletes are going to become employees of the university, that changes the rules a lot. Then there's workman's comp, there's
right.
job-related injury, do they end up after they're out of school? Do they continue to get health care that's paid for? I mean, then they are looked at through a completely different prism.
Because it turns into a professional, it turns into the NFL. It turns into, it's like you have
to. It's a job.
It's a job, right, because you have to cover the injury part is a very good example. Let's say someone gets hurt and can't finish out their career. How many years after even they graduate, if they do graduate, are you going to pay for their health care?
Right. These are the kind of things that are having to be discussed and maybe in this lawsuit. So we the three of us do not know, but it's clear that A&M sees, and I think as...
regardless what it is, Dr. Bautista expects A&M to spend $20 to $22 million extra dollars to
right.
pay
and
athletes
not,
involving that lawsuit.
And not alone in it. He said these layoffs and this sort of adjustments are going to happen all over America.
And could affect sports
sure.
at some schools.
Well, and
right,
but,
teams.
Right,
mm-hmm.
like the entire sport at the school.
But
yeah.
there's part of the community, he says, we spend too much on athletics anyway. So they're going to say that. And so... That may be, that camp has to be heard, and they will be heard. But, it'll be a tremendous, tremendous difference. I'm just glad we have the story out there. And
yeah. Dr.
Bautista
is a good friend and a good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He listens often. And so I'm sure any other additional questions we had, he'd be happy to answer.
Sure. And we'll learn a whole lot more. It's just the world will be changing and there are going to be a lot of dollars out there. Your story about how one baseball player has a $500,000 NIL deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And again, some of them get the money. Some of it goes to their family. Sometimes they're walking around with it, too. But, man, in our world, that has been a tremendous
maybe not walking anymore.
Well, yeah.
I learned.